Anyway. That's a jam there. You wear it well. Oh, this is jamming. Monday Night Madness. WB and the Professor. Pop culture.
Yeah. And that was sort of like the commercial swan song of the lineup that we know.
Man, I wanted those three songs. They were taken from the Rhythm of the Night album, and I
right.
wanted, and because we have more music than time, I wanted to do a triple play. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Madness, and we are featuring the Bars. This is part two of a three-part series, and next week, oh my, I think that you need to grab a seat early on this one. Mm-hmm. It is none other than my favorite solo artist, male solo artist of all time. The incomparable, the incredible, Luther Vandross. Man, oh man, oh man. That's next Monday on Monday Night Madness, folks. So I tell you what, reserve your seats right now and just go to StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com. The tickets are free. All right. You can also download the app, Studio.W on Apple from your Apple App Store, or Studio W from Android, your Android Play Store. Available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay. All right? We can do this thing all day long internationally. Studio.W.Buzz. Have anywhere around the globe. I've even had listeners from the UK. Let's see. Oh, my God. Was it Afghanistan? I can't believe this. I mean, whatever it is, right? So that tells me.
Afghanistan. Wow.
Nigeria. Okay. Yeah, that's easy. But Panama, Hawaii, Australia, New Zealand. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This is the station in the 23 to listen to, and especially Monday Night Madness. What I really love about Monday Night Madness, you get not only the great music, but you give the history, the life, the legacy, the inspiration, who these people are and coming up from the very beginning. And just like we were talking about, this talented, extremely talented family.
Yeah.
And how you would think that, oh my God, I would want to be them. But if you look at their life story, would you really want to be them?
Right.
I mean, the fame, the success, the money and things like that, those things are all nice, but would you want to have the agony, the misery,
the
agony
later?
Oh. So, Professor, I, from the Rhythm of the Night, album,
yeah.
If I sound a little congested, that's because I am. I'm still trying to get acclimated here from Southern California to Virginia with this, weather. So I might sound a little stuffed up.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be okay. I bought, when I go on my patio, I bought an outdoor heater. So I'll be fine. Okay.
All right.
So, that album, Rhythm of the Night. Okay. Love it. My song was the title song, Rhythm of the Night. Continue.
And that song was going to be on a new Motown film called The Last Dragon, that featured Vanity.
You say was or is?
We're talking 1985.
Oh, okay. I
whatever
you.
I said. Yeah. Okay. I told you about all of these things in the last break about what the executive corner of the company decided what they were going to do, because they noticed that this group, you know, you have a lot of rabble-rousers here, and that it's not going to work. So all of the attention went to Elle. Elle, at that time, was not a drug user. Elle was a workaholic. Elle spent all of his time in the studio. Elle put the music first. Bunny was not a problem. So, and they also had another sibling who they saw was very, very talented, but they didn't know how he really was. Motown, now this was the aftermath. This was all after Rhythm of the Night. After Rhythm of the Night, Motown awarded L, Bunny, and a new sibling, Chico DeBarge, solo record deals.
Okay.
The group as we know it, Motown wanted nothing to do with them. Let's put our attention to those three siblings. Now, I'll get back to that.
Now, there are nine, right?
Nine, two who never wanted to be a part of the fame.
Okay.
They're talented. They're singers, but they didn't want to be in any of the groups. Okay.
All
right. Okay. So let's get back to Rhythm of the Night, the production of that. Okay. It was time to make a new record, and Gordy needed them in the studio to make this record. But here is just Gordy only called L to the studio.
What about the other two?
James DeBarge, you mean the other four?
Okay. No, I'm talking about the three that I thought that Motown wanted to sign.
No, this was after Rhythm of the Night.
Okay.
Those solo deals were offered to them like 1987.
Okay. That was Bunny, Chico, and L.
Bunny, Chico, and L.
Okay.
Now, in late 85, they were ordered to make this new record for The Last Dragon, go back to the studio.
Okay.
But they only called L.
L. Whoa.
To this day, James DeBarge complains he didn't get a call. He didn't get nothing.
Mm.
The only thing he and his siblings were called to do was Rhythm of the Night.
Wow.
So they all came in and did background for Rhythm of the Night, that song. And, of course, they starred in the video for it. Okay. That's it. So also on the Rhythm of the Night album, you had professional songwriters. Jay Graydon, Diane Warren, David Foster. David Foster co-wrote Who's Holding Donna Now. Giorgio Moroder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All of these people who are giants in the industry.
Gotcha.
But they weren't DeBarges. Okay. There were only... Now, Share My World, we talked about earlier, that was leftover from the 1981 album.
Okay.
And the only other original songs off of that album was You Wear It Well.
Mm-hmm.
The Walls Came Tumbling Down. And... That's it.
Right? Now, Share My World, Motown did produce that.
Yes. Well, actually, no. They distributed that.
They distributed that.
And okay. Then they put it back on Rhythm of the Night because they felt it deserved the attention it didn't get.
Got it. Wow.
So, with all of that.
This is amazing.
They were angry.
So, how many, now, again, help us out. Other than Bunny, how about L? Is he doing anything? I think he mentions that he might be doing something, a little something. And if that's true, is there anyone else? And are they all still living?
Tommy, I think, recently passed away. Tommy passed away last year. Okay. Mark has a rare debilitative disease.
Right.
Bone disease.
How about Chico? Okay.
Do you remember the big thing with Chico back in 1989? When Chico was arrested with his brother Bobby on drug trafficking.
I can't say that I remember that, Professor.
And Chico had a great big hit back in 1987 with Talk to Me. Okay? That was a fantastic number.
I remember that song.
Yes, and then 88, 89, he and his big brother Bobby, I don't know how they got caught up in it, but they were trafficking cocaine.
Well,
the feds caught them, and they were put in jail. Bobby, by using intravenous needles in jail, caught AIDS and passed away in 93, 94, 95. Got to look that up.
Amazing. So,
okay. Chico, spent a while in jail and, went back to music. But, Chico can't stay out of trouble.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Boy. It's that cycle that, oh my God. Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things that you love the, rise to fame. You love the talent and things of that nature. But on the flip side, there are so many stories of like that. And you can even go back to that story, talking about the Temptations, you know? And that tells you something about life too. Things on the surface are not exactly all the time what's really happening in real life, is it? It is amazing. Hollywood looks glamorous. But you know, a lot of times these people that people worship, think about this. A lot of these stars have fans that really worship them and wish that they had the lives that that these stars have, right? And then if you really go behind the scenes, these stars may not be as happy as you are for them. Be right back after this.
Well, WB, let me ask. Okay.
Please, go on. Please, no. Please continue.
No, let me ask. Let me ask you something just real, real quickly, and we get back to the music. But when you were there, you were in Los Angeles, California. You were there for many years, and I know you saw a lot of people. It's like New York, you know, you're going to see somebody. Did you see any of that firsthand? Did you see the flip side of the glamour yourself?
Yes, I did, in so many ways. And I did from a distance sometimes see some stars and things of that nature. But I'm going to answer it this way. Those of you around the world that have seen Hollywood, what have you seen? You've seen the glamour. You've seen the lifestyle. You've seen the stars. Oh, my God. And you've seen the Hollywood Walk of Fame, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're saying, wow. Folks, when you get up close, it is nothing like you think. Because a lot of Hollywood is really kind of, oh, my God. I want to say maybe some parts of New York, if you walk down the streets of that, it's really not what you see on TV. It is really, I'm serious, I've been there. I've seen it. And a lot of Hollywood is really not, it's really not that glamorous. It is really not. See, folks, it is the magic, it's the magic, I should call it the magic of the camera. Okay? You can put a backdrop in your own living room, okay, which is called a green screen.
Yeah.
And you can put any image you want and tell anybody you want around the world, this is where you live.
And you see, that was a time when those things were only accessible to a certain group of people. Now they're accessible to everybody. We can create our own Hollywood, you know.
That's exactly right. Now, not to say, there are some glamorous places in California. Having lived there for 30 plus years, there are some magnificent spots. I mean, the oceans, the houses, the neighborhoods, and everything. And then also, I wouldn't want to live in Hollywood, for instance.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something, because I had some clients that lived in Hollywood Hills. Okay. So it was a two-way street up in Hollywood Hills.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. And driving up there was kind of scary. You could barely get two cars going up at the same time. There's nowhere to park. Nowhere to park. No garages, and everybody is kind of crunched up together in this particular area. Now, also, you have your, in Beverly Hills and things like that, you have your mansions. That's cool and things of that nature, but it is not focused. Look, don't say, look, I'm going out there for the glamour, the lifestyle, and things of that nature. And Los Angeles, I used to really not like driving into Los Angeles. Parking is a problem. Everything is congested. And depending, you can go one or two blocks or maybe a half mile or so, and you can go from maybe, I'm trying to think, in Beverly Hills, what they call it, Rodeo Drive. And you go half mile over, and now you run into the slums.
Oh, wow. Just a half mile.
a half mile or so.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And that depends now. That doesn't mean on the other side is not a little more extensive. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is the divided line between the slums and the riches, you guess what? It's pretty close in a lot of cases, right? Sure. Okay. Anyway, didn't mean to get off on that, but we were talking about it, and I think it's all relative because we're talking about the lifestyles that we think that our favorite artists live.
Yeah.
And their life. And you and you want to substitute yours for theirs. You might want to think again.
Think twice.
Our life. Okay.
The grass ain't always greener on the other side.
Oh, my God. Be right back after this. Monday Night Madness. You're hanging with WB and the Professor Pop Culture. Oh, by the way, Jazz is listening. Hey, Jazzy. What's going on, girl?
Hey, Jazz.
talking to children when they think I'm sad. And I got you, babe. I got you, babe. When the clouds of depression has covered my mind, I can see that I'm so glad.
When I got you, babe.
Ooh, yeah. Feelings of loneliness. Why should I have this feeling of emptiness when I've got you, babe, right here with me, so faithfully, yeah.
Oh, baby,
I got you, babe. That's from the Bad Boys album. The one
right
before that is from, well, I took it from Every Time I Think of You. So I want to stop it right there, Professor, because prior to that, we were playing, we took songs from The River of the Night. Tell us
right
about going into the Every Time I Think of You album to the Bad Boys album, and then we're going into DeBarge. L. DeBarge.
What happened was when the three brothers, James, Mark, and Randy,
mm-hmm.
left the group or were booted out. They were really just sort of booted out. They were really the ones that were giving Motown the bulk of their problems. I mean, during the Busybody tour, the tour that we're celebrating, in different cities, those three guys would sometimes miss a date on tour because when they were going to different cities, they had to score.
Mm.
Okay. So they would miss a performance. All of this stuff was going on. So this was the time L Bunny and they got the younger sibling Chico. They gave them solo deals. The other three out. The other three, those three, Mark, Randy, James, they got back with their big brother Bobby. Okay, formerly of Switch. They got with the local Detroit label, Striped Horse. Okay, Striped Horse Records. And they recorded Bad Boys. Mm. Nobody bought it. And they did get a guest spot on, it's an old television show now. It was aimed really for kids, but I think everybody watched it, all groups of all ages, a show called Punky Brewster. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they did Dance All Night on Punky Brewster. So they did get some exposure, but it was the end of the '80s. We were beginning to get new attitudes about things. We were kind of moving more away from crossover music, but the hardcore R&B community who really loved the L produced work. L wasn't there and you guys are going on, but the best that you can do is a spot on Punky Brewster. You know, some of us, we were kind of looking at each other like, okay, this isn't gonna last. And it wasn't gonna last much long. That was it. That was just
wow.
It. That was
so,
the end.
So they won this song, The Bad Boys, and this was Johnny and who else was on that one?
Johnny? I don't understand.
No. Now the brothers that recorded, you mentioned about the four that were kicked out.
Mark, Randy, and Chico, three.
What happened to Johnny?
And then they got with Bobby.
Okay.
Bobby, remember, Bobby wasn't in the group. He was mentoring them, did some production.
Okay.
He left Switch, about 6 years earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. No, okay. I see what happens here.
What?
I'm looking at the next song. And this is Who's Johnny by L. DeBarge. Okay.
That was his first solo hit. They gave him, Motown gave him his first solo record album.
Okay.
But guess what?
Okay.
No songs were written and produced by him. Barry wanted professional hit songwriters because Barry wanted him to cross over into the white market. He wanted hits. L can write and produce, but L writes and produces black. You understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And he wanted, look, Barry Gordy from 1981, he wanted DeBarge to be the great success that they eventually became because he regretted letting the Jacksons go in 1976.
That's what I thought.
Right. He regretted that. So if he can crap this group, that was, DeBarge was his pet project. Also, another advantage to DeBarge, William, and this is the truth, white, bright, darn near white.
Exactly.
Because
Monday Night Madness.
You can get them to be accepted by a wider audience.
You know that's right. Be right back.
Even if the sun
Monday Night Madness. You guys are taking a journey. With yours truly and the professor. Wow. Featuring the Boss. That's really good stuff.
Yeah.
Love Always.
That was a big thing.
Oh man, 3 hours of the finest broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Monday Night Madness. You're hanging out with WB and the Professor Pop Culture.
Pop
Musicology
culture.
With a heavy, heavy, heavy dose of serotonin. Professor, oh
yes.
My God, this has been... If I had to describe this program, I thoroughly enjoyed this program. Mm-hmm. I must say, it was bittersweet because the bitter part of the background, what's behind the scenes about these brilliant, brilliant artists.
I know.
You know, and the sweet part is the how they were still able to produce and come up with some just fabulous, fabulous music.
Right.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you, sir. Guess what? We mentioned this gentleman who is also a member of the DeBarge family. And you mentioned Chico.
That's right.
Chico DeBarge. So, in the last few minutes, what you're going to hear, after the professor and I exit, is Talk to Me, Chico DeBarge. That is the showstopper, Professor.
Ring of 87.
See, the memory is still working. I heard that early in the broadcast.
I said,
that's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Monday Night Madness. Hey, Jazz, I'm going to make it up to you. Oh, by the way, I've got to say this. Last night, Jazz had prepared a fabulous show. It was part two of our Neo Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know that there has to be a necessary maintenance to the system, right? And it just shut everything down. I had no control. I called everybody and it says, well, Mr. Brown, this is scheduled maintenance. And so the station, I apologize to each and every one of you. If I were forewarned, I would have warned you that it wasn't going to happen. And I started getting text messages. Where are you? You're not on. I can't get it, right? Oh, my God. So, Jazz, thank you so much. But we will continue. Now, this coming Sunday, on Sunday Night Go, Jazz and I, we're going to host the Super Bowl after party.
Whoa.
Yes, 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 yes. There will be a Super Bowl party coming up February the 12th, this Sunday, hosted by yours truly, WB. I think I might have my good friend Jen from the clubhouse and the management from, you know, where we are. Okay. And that is the Jamestown. Okay. Right here in RVA. We're having a party right in the clubhouse. And we, guess who? We'll be providing the music.
All right.
That's right. It's going to be so much fun. February the 12th. If you are local, please stop on by. You might want to give me a call first, okay? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure there's enough room for you. Give me a call, 909, or text 909-910-0265, okay? Let's do that, 909-910-0265. 0265. So Jazz, she will be on with me next Sunday, this coming Sunday rather, and we'll be hosting, the Super Bowl party. So Professor, as usual, my friend, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Great show, great night. Enjoy, everyone. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy, because there's always a party after the party. That looks like water.
It's watered down iced tea. Watered down iced tea.
Have a great night, my friend.
You too, brother.
Talk to me, Chico DeBarge. Monday Night Madness. DeBuzz Studio, WBuzz.com. Each and every Monday night, 5:15 on the West, 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central.
Don't you think you're acting too tough? I don't want to get it off another day. Do you think I'm asking too much? Yeah. Talk to me, tell me, baby. Ask me now. You know I really think you oughta tell me you love me.
Tell me.
Show me.
Show me.
You know I really think you oughta. Rhythm and moments seem to fade away.
Yeah.